Time to find if somebody's trying to risk it to get the biscuit this morning. It's live morning mess. JD, Sienna, and your guy Joey Boy. Listen, we have Noel on the line now. Miss Noel, you caught your man's coworker, I guess wearing a shirt that you had gifted him at one point.
Yeah, I did.
So let's explain. Let's go over this shirt.
So for context, last Christmas, I got Chris this customized Cardinals t-shirt. To make it more personal, I had his initials embroidered on the sleeve.
Nice.
Okay.
And I feel like I could have done better, but I'm not a great gift giver. So fast forward, one of Chris's coworkers rented an Airbnb for his birthday and hosted a pool party last weekend. And he works at a pretty small office, so everyone's close, they're around the same age. And Chris invited me, but I couldn't make it. Well, I told him I couldn't make it, but then I did have time to make it after all. So since I knew where it was when he first told me about it, I just pulled up and walked in, and everyone was outside except for this girl who came out of a room.
Mm-mm.
And I didn't know who she was, but she was wearing that shirt.
The customized one you did from?
Yes. She introduced herself, and I just said, I'm Chris's girlfriend. Like, why are you wearing his shirt?
Oh, you went right for it. I like it.
Yes, you
finally
should.
All right. Now, is your left hand on the back of her hair while you're asking her? Or
are you dunking her head in the toilet?
Yeah. Yeah. While you have her face in the pool and you let her up for air, did she answer you? Or okay, so you ask her, what did she say?
She just froze.
Oh,
and
no.
And then Chris walked in like right then. He was very surprised to see me. And I asked them both to explain, and she said that she was just borrowing it to wear over her bikini.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her to take it off.
Oh, that's the second time she heard that day.
Oh, no, too soon.
Just kidding.
Alleged, man.
Allegedly. Oh, no. Okay, so does she?
Yes, out of spite, this took off the shirt right in front of me and handed it to me. And when I went to put it in Chris's bag, that's when I found out both of their stuff was in the same room.
Oh, no. This is all bad.
Yeah.
How's that body, though? Was it tight or was it just like downgrade?
A terrible follow-up.
Because, you know, come on. Girls love a good downgrade if he's cheating on you. Some girl that doesn't look that well. Did she look okay?
Yeah, unfortunately.
You found both of the clothes in the Airbnb room?
Man.
Yeah, and like it looked like they were planning on sharing a room if I hadn't showed up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I shut that down so fast that we left, and I want to know what's happening.
So you confronted your man. He denies anything. What did he say? That they just threw their clothes in any room, or?
Yeah, he played it off like, no, I was just being nice. I just let her wear my shirt because she didn't have something to put over swimsuit. I'm like, whatever. Everyone else is outside wearing their swimsuits. Like, what?
Oh, God, that's tough. Listen, I've been to a lot of functions. I've been a lot of like Airbnb parties or parties and like, yeah, just go change in a room. So I'm thinking I've done this, threw my stuff in a room. Mm-hmm. I don't know whose stuff is in there. A bunch of my coworkers, you know, like if we all got invited.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, just throw your stuff in that room. There would be all your stuff. So since she wore his shirt, I have let people borrow my shirt.
You never know. Like she maybe got thrown in and she had no other clothes.
True.
But all that other stuff that you're saying.
Listen, this is enough. By the way, it is enough stuff for you to feel the way you do. It's valid. But besides that, no text messages, nothing else?
Not that I've seen.
Okay.
Did you know about this girl before? Or you have no idea who she is?
No. I've never met her, never heard about her.
That's tough, man. My man could be put in a strange, weird situation that he's not cheating on his lady. But I could see where you think he is.
Yeah.
So, what's her name again?
Kiara.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to have Sienna call Chris, offer him a free romantic hotel stay, and then ask the important question.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him who he'd like to bring on the free romantic stay, and then that's where we're going to find out if he says Kiara's name or your name, okay, girl?
All right, let's find out.
I hope this is just a big misunderstanding we can laugh at, just like I can see how it looks. Like, he's on some babe. I know how it looks, but literally, she got thrown in the pool.
She took off the shirt and just gave it to you, to your hand.
Like,
can you imagine?
No.
Well, she said, take it off.
True. Was there sassiness or did she just like take it off and was like, here you go? Or was it like spiteful?
It felt spiteful.
She wanted you to see her body.
Oh my gosh. What's wrong with you, man?
I don't know, but Sienna's nose is flaring right now.
I know. I can't imagine.
Can you imagine it? Oh. Okay. Here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Chris?
Yeah, this is him. What's going on?
Hey, Chris, my name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel with some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
No, thank you.
Well, I want to let you know, Chris, that we're going to put you and a guest in our brand new penthouse suite with the honeymoon package. So if you do hang up, you will miss out on this offer because it has to go to the next person.
Is it free, or is it like it's free and then you have to do a timeshare or you have to watch a thing? Like, what exactly is it?
Well, it is free, and all we ask in return for the stay is a Google or Yelp review, so no timeshare or anything like that. We would just want an honest review of your experience here at the Aurora Hotel to get our name out there.
I mean, I guess. Sure, why not?
All right. Well, congratulations, Chris. I'm really excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guests you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what the note's going to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, okay?
Sure. Let's make it saucy.
Okay.
And let's say I have a few ideas of what I want to do with you tonight.
Oh, okay. I like that one, Chris. So as I write that down for you, I just have one more question. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Kiara.
Christopher, what the f*** do you think you're doing?
So, yeah, I think everyone's screaming that at the radio right now. You're live on the radio. Legally, we got to let you know that, Chris. Our show's called The Morning Mess. Noelle listened to this whole conversation you just had, so she has a few questions for you.
Yeah, like, why the f*** was this wearing the shirt that I got you, and then you were trying to share a room with her when I wasn't around? What the f*** is that about? Hello, are you going to speak the f*** up? There's no f***ing way you have this for wearing this shirt I gifted you, and I know for a fact it's not hers because I customized that shirt.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just comfortable enough wearing that shirt, knowing I'd be around.
Not from TJ Maxx, by the way.
We didn't know you would be there. Like, I didn't think you were showing up.
So is that just you admitting it? When all your coworkers know you and me, we're in relationships, they're just okay with you f***ing cheating on your girlfriend? I know they don't owe me s***, but for them to just be okay with that, that is f***ed up.
It's not their business. It's no one's business but mine. I don't understand, like, why I'm on the f***ing radio right now.
Clearly, I didn't have a say when you wanted to go behind my back and f*** this coworker of yours. So you don't get a say on how I call you out on it. And clearly, you're not man enough to just admit it.
Speaking of behind her back, how long have you been messing with this girl?
I'm not discussing my life on the radio.
Well, why not just break it up with Noelle then? Obviously, you're messing around with this coworker. You're disrespecting Noelle here. Why not just break it off?
Y'all enjoy your radio drama. I'm done. Bye.
He hung up. He's a coward.
Surprise, surprise.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, at least you know now, girl.
I'm going to go enjoy being single for a while now.
You sure are.
You should. And you should bang one of your coworkers. Someone that maybe he was jealous of. Was he ever jealous of anybody? By the way, a man should be a little jealous with his lady. I think that makes a lady feel better. A little jealousy. You know, like, you know, like, who was that guy? I mean, you're like, oh, no, he's just a friend. Makes the lady feel good. Like, no, he's just a friend.
Oh, I feel wanted.
You know? Yes, right. Mm-hmm. Right, Sienz?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you want your man a little jealous?
Yeah, like, don't be so chill. Like, not to, like... Not to, like, a toxic level, because we
right.
don't need that.
Don't
but it's
need
just
that.
Like a, yeah, who is that? Like, yeah, I'll tell you who that is. You know?
Yeah. So has there, and
who is that? By the way, what is that?
I love it. That's the real Sienna. Please stand up. Please stand up. Now, has there been anybody in your life that he had a little jealousy, maybe a coworker, a friend, or someone you grew up with?
I mean, I think there was one of his coworkers that always tried to flirt with me.
One of his coworkers, yeah.
Go ahead, girl.
Do not listen to the show.
Yeah,
do not listen to them. Do
no.
not.
He did you dirty. You go do the dirty.
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely. The best way to get over somebody is to get under somebody that worked with your ex.
Just added
that. Just added a little one.